So if you're listening to common recruiting bias and you're only emailing the recruiting coordinator, you're doing it completely wrong. And so if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lamar. I'm a former college quarterback. Now I run Your First Scholarship, where we help families get their first scholarship and more. And so you do not want to be just emailing one coach on the staff. You don't want to be just emailing the recruiting area coordinator, if you can even find them in the first place. You're probably hearing this, you're probably seeing this if you're on Twitter, or you're listening to random stuff from whoever puts it out there that used to know what recruiting is 20, 30 years ago, because it's not what it used to be like. And so I can tell you this from sending over 100,000 emails to college coaches or families, that you don't want to just target one person from each school. It's not enough. Now, what we've done is we target every coach we possibly can, because there's no reason to leave any stone unturned. I'll tell you, and these are stories at the end of the day, but I also have the metrics to back it, of the hundreds of responses that we've gotten from Power Four schools like Syracuse, all the way down to the smallest schools you could possibly imagine. And the truth is, I've gotten responses myself from head coaches. I've gotten responses from low-level guys like analysts. And each one matters, because you never know who's going to be the guy that really likes your film and wants to recruit you. And you also don't know who has the time at the moment. And so the key is, you want to message every single coach you possibly can. It's a dichotomy at the end of the day. Not everybody has the time to message every single coach you can. And also, you want to get the most bang for your buck. So the thing is, you have to realize there are some times where, hey, it makes sense. If you're doing this yourself, you're doing this manually, yeah, okay, you probably want to focus on a few people of each staff to make sure that you make the most of your time. But in other cases, it also makes sense to message everybody you can. And so you want to make sure you're making the most of your efforts, and then following up on top of that, because the thing is, one message is not going to be enough. And so you want to reach out to these coaches multiple times. So the whole reason behind No Stone Unturned is because, again, you never know what's going to happen. And it's funny, I remember the summer I was talking to one parent that's in Your First Scholarship. I've been working with them for probably about over half a year now. And we were talking about this whole idea of recruiting and things that they've learned from my journey and just working with us so far, is that you never know what's going to happen, and you don't know what's going to happen until you actually do it, which is why you want to do everything you possibly can in recruiting. Because just giving examples from my journey, is a popular story I like to tell is that I messaged a D3 coach, and we ended up having a conversation on Twitter anyway, built a little bit of a relationship. Fast forward a couple months, I ended up meeting him at a camp, and we have a little bit of conversation there. I ended up getting a phone call later that summer, getting an offer from him. Now, it's not a scholarship offer because they're a D3 school. So we go through the year, still talk, et cetera, et cetera. And end up not committing to that school because I went to the JUCO route, because I just wanted a second chance in my recruiting. He understood, not a big deal. I communicated the whole thing through to him during the recruiting process. He ends up leaving about a month later to a group of five school, FBS school. So he goes from D3 to D1. I stay in touch with him and end up not really getting recruited, but I end up reaching out later down the road, my second year of my JUCO career. It was actually the first year. And we end up staying in touch and talking throughout the whole thing. I end up going to camp, doing that whole thing. Was able to meet the OC, get in touch with the OC, and he kind of liked what I was doing. And so still was able to be in the process and potentially was trying to get a walk-on spot later down the road. And now this didn't happen because the staff ended up leaving, going somewhere else and whatever else. And he's actually at a Power Four school. So pretty crazy there. But the whole thing is who knew that this one DM that I sent would turn in this whole story that I tell now and these opportunities that I got later down the road? You never know what's going to happen, because you can start talking to one coach, he switches schools, he ends up being the right fit for you, and you stay in touch, he's really liked your film this whole time, and he sees the progression, and he really sees the player that you are, and something that happened 3 years ago turns into something that gives you an absolutely amazing opportunity today. And that's really the whole thought, because, yeah, you can go ahead and message a recruiting coordinator one time, and you can say that, oh, they must have saw my film and absolutely hated it. That means every coach on the staff hates it. That's just not true. That's not the case. And so I definitely will say it's tough to do, but at the end of the day, recruiting is a tough thing. It's a tough game to play. And if you're trying to get the best results possible, if you're trying to give you or your son the best chance at finding the best fit for them, they should be willing to do anything that you can to get his film in front of the right people. And so this goes to trying to do everything you can to get in front of as many coaches as possible, because you never know which one is going to be the one that goes, "Wow, I really like that kid. We need to offer him ASAP." And so just continue putting yourself out there, doing as much as you possibly can. Don't limit yourself to one coach of each school, because that doesn't make sense. It makes sense in the sense that, like, yes, that one coach will probably give you a best chance of getting a response if you had to pick any coaches. But the thing is, you have generally have more time and more resources to do more than one coach. So why would you just limit yourself to one? Because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And again, I'll give you more examples. Is most of our replies do not come from the area coordinator or the recruiting coordinator. Shoot, I want to see the stats of how many recruiting coordinators have responded to our emails. That would be freaking hilarious, because I can't remember the last one. So I now need to look that up. But most of the time, it's the most obscure coach that you could possibly imagine. I mean, I remember a DC fell in love with my film. And yeah, absolutely love my stuff. And I play quarterback. And we've had times where quarterbacks are getting responses from D-line coaches. D-linemen are getting responses from receivers coaches. And you just never know who's going to be the one that picks your film up, really likes it, and takes a liking to you. So make sure you're putting yourself out there. Make sure you're leaving no stone unturned. And we actually make the job real easy over at Your First Scholarship. We're able to send about over 500 messages to college coaches per week that are personalized and do not look like they're coming from us. Because college coaches do not want to look like see my stuff. They want to see your stuff. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the link below, book a call with me, and we can talk more about what that would look like. So also, if you like this, be sure to like and subscribe. Peace.